Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord again. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. I just thank God. Praise God. He is good. Amen. Amen. The Lord is good. Amen. I want to give it on to my bishop, first lady, my pastors, also my parents. Amen. Thank God so much for them, their leadership, and what they have done for this community. Amen. And, you know, my dad is known all around the world now. I mean, I can go a lot of different places, and somebody going to know Reverend Bishop Jimmy Jones. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And I want to give it up for the most important person in my life. Well, there she go. Amen. 20 years coming up, y'all. 20 years, man. And some of y'all little riggers out there, you know, Jeffrey them heard out, we getting ready to get married, so he's going to try to beat us to the punch, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, it's all right, it's all right. Yeah, he got a couple months on me and everything. It's all right, it's all right. Amen. But I do want to give it up to my wife, Natoya V. Taylor Jones. Amen. She used to be a Taylor, but I made her a Jones. I did a song with it, but I made her a Jones. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Y'all look so good this morning. Amen. Listen, I want to thank you for your worship and your participation. I'm telling you, when I'm on the organ, I see people with their hands up and we're exalting the Lord. It's a beautiful sight. I know God is well pleased. I want to thank you. Amen. Amen. We go some places. Amen. They don't do that. Amen. But at home, we family, we know how to worship God. We know how to praise God. Amen. And invite his presence into this place. Well, this morning, I don't plan to be long, but we're going to let the Lord have his way. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to talk about this morning. Let's pray. Father, we love you with all of our heart. We thank you so much for your many blessings. And as I get ready to teach this word this morning, we thank you for the anointing as it falls on us now. I thank you that the ears will hear and this word will be planted into their hearts, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This morning I want to talk about spiritual weapons. Amen. Spiritual weapons. I want to talk about spiritual weapons this morning. Let's just jump right in. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 12. You can follow along. If not, I will most definitely read it to you. But you know, I begin to look at the way that God operates and the way that God does things. He lined it out for us. Amen. Somebody say amen. He lined it out for us, and Jesus came down here, and he was our example. And it's laid out point by point, precept by precept, line by line. Amen. And all we got to do is follow the example and do what he did. Amen. And if we do, we'll be the one feeding the 5,000. We'll be the one laying hands on the sick. Now, I don't know about spitting on somebody in some mud, in some dirt, making some mud and putting it on your eye, because I'm telling you, somebody put some spit on me, it's going to be on. I mean, I'm just saying, I can see the blind man now. Yeah, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, Jesus, what you doing? What you doing, Jesus? I'm just saying, Jesus. Jesus, chill out now. Chill out now. I'm just saying. Yes, I want to be healed, but don't put no hork. You know, we used to call it hork. Don't put no hork on me now. Well, I bet Jesus got down and got him a good one, boy. Oh, had some bass on it, boy. And the Bible said he spit in the dirt and made some clay. And I'm like, ew, Lord, I know your ways are above our ways, but wasn't there another way? You couldn't just get no water. I mean, it make the same thing, don't it? You know, the other be a little more sticky, but I'm just saying. Use some water, man. Clay is clay, but spit clay. Ooh. Amen. But I'm pretty sure he wasn't complaining, you know. Jesus, he wanted to see you right. Jesus said, go wash your eyes. Why I've been in that river too much. I'm healed. Now, where he at? Where is he? I know he spit on me. I know he did. Why they had to have me some Jesus, boy. Ooh. Got up in heaven. He died. Finally got up in heaven. What Jesus is? What way is he? I know he up in here somewhere. Yeah, I'm talking about that one that spit on me. Anyway, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. Scripture says, fight the good fight of faith. That very first word. You know, we read over that a lot. Sometimes we read over the scripture a little bit too fast. Very first word said what? Fight. Fight! Somebody, fight! That's it. Fight. The Bible says what? Fight. You got to fight. Listen what the scripture said. This is what the word fight means: to contend in battle or combat. You have an adversary, and he don't want to give up no ground. Amen. Brother Tim ain't in here. I wish he was in here. We was at the old church, and he came. It was a Wednesday night. He came, and we some kind of way we got a hold to a pair of boxing gloves, and so me and Tim put them on, and we were just messing around. And I'm messing around and stuck him with that one too. It was fun. What? Oh yeah, Tim said. Pop, pop. He said, oh, you want to fight for real, huh? Now, but up until that point, it was fun because I did a stick, and I mean, I caught him. He was open. Fuck, bow. I mean, that jaw said, you know how that little spit kind of like that? I mean, I stuck him good, boy. He said, oh, you want to fight for real, huh? And I'm feeling all good. Pop, 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 pop. And after he rocked my head a couple times, I ain't want to fight no more. Why? That was not no good fight. It wasn't fun no more. The thrill is gone. The thrill is gone. It was not a good fight no more. Cause that hurt. I said, man, how you gonna be a boxer getting hit like that? That ain't fun to me. Amen. But it was fun when I was sticking. Now, if he had never fought back, oh man, that was a good fight. Boy, I'd have told everybody about that. But when he stuck me, I said, nah, hold on. Pulling them gloves, I quit, man. Oh man, this is not how we play right here. We don't do this. Not unless we have to, amen. This ain't fun, amen. But the Bible says, fight. Fight the good fight of faith. Fight means to strive to overcome an opponent with either combat or weapons. Fight means to put forth a determined effort. How much you want to fight? How much you gonna fight? It says, fight the good fight of faith. The good fight of faith. It says, when you fight, you use weapons. That's what I want to get to. In combat, you've got an adversary. He wants to win. He does not want to give up ground. He want to hold on to your money as long as he can. But you got to fight. He want to mess up your marriage and make it the worst thing, make it hell on earth. You got to fight. Want to keep sickness on your body, turmoil on your job, you have to fight. Come on, somebody. But the Bible says it's a good fight. I'm telling you, it feels good when you're winning. That's the only kind of fight we're supposed to have. Amen. A good fight. Good fight. I'm telling you, it felt good. I felt the punch when my hand stuck that cheek. And I mean, I felt like, man, I can do this, man. I could be, man, I'm the next Mike Tyson or something. I was feeling myself. It was a good fight up until, you know, I got stuck back. Amen. But it says fight the good fight. Now turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, and we're going to start at verse 3. Now, I want you to notice something. I want you to notice something. It says, when you fight, you strive to overcome an opponent with blows or with weapons. Amen. You put forth a very strong effort to win. Amen. You strive. You give it all you got. Why? Because somebody else is trying to defeat you. Amen. So 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, it says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Now, listen to it now. Though we walk in the flesh, we don't war after the flesh. Verse 3. The Holman reads it like this: for though we live in the body, we do not wage war in an unspiritual way. Now you've got to understand this. You got to understand this. Our fight is not a fleshly fight.